You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com, and we are joined by our special guest, Lyle Spencer, who is filling in for Corey Brock, who picked a really, really good time to take a week of vacation, although this was not pre-planned. But Lyle, let's talk. Obviously, there's only one thing to really talk about, and that is the dismissal of the Padres manager, Bud Black. This happened a few days ago, so we have all had a little bit of time to digest this. And so I guess what was your initial reaction when you heard about this? You've heard A.J. Preller's comments and just how this whole thing went down. What was your reaction?
Well, my initial reaction was, quite honestly, if Jock Peterson doesn't make the catch of the season the day before, I didn't see any way that this could have been done, because that would have meant they'd have won four of their previous six series, and the other two were splits. So it's not like this team, it seemed to be showing signs of moving in the direction that everyone had anticipated when they made all those winter moves. So the timing of it for me was a little odd, actually. I thought they had a chance to get it together, and I was hoping that Bud Black, after years of playing with diminished rosters, would have a longer opportunity to get this done. But I also understand management's thinking. They went out and made all these dramatic moves and made a huge investment, and it just hasn't really taken off the way they thought it would. And so it's always easier to unload the manager than to unload a roster.
Yeah, I find the thing that I think I had, I mean, I have all kinds of issues with this whole thing, including, what we've been told by A.J. Preller. My issue is that it's made pretty public that they were thinking as early as last year, when A.J. took over, that Bud Black was not going to be there for the long term. He said on the record after the firing, we've been thinking about this for 2 weeks, thinking that Bud may not be the guy for next year. So it's almost like they were just like looking for this window of, okay, they lost the game, let's do it now, when this sort of seemed like it was in the works for a little bit longer, especially since he was not under contract half this year.
I agree with that. That's the way it appears, and who knows? Unfortunately, it's very common, not just in baseball, but in all businesses, really, when new people take charge, they seem to want their own kind of guy, or a guy they really think is best suited for the job. And change happens frequently when you have a whole overhaul in management. It could be that Buddy Black, that it was as simple as that. And having been around, I covered the Padres for several years, and I'm familiar with the franchise and what's gone on. I actually thought in his tenure there, he did one of the best jobs of any manager in baseball, being competitive year after year with a very low payroll and very few components of a winning operation in my mind. So I've always held him in the highest regard. So I need to preface everything here by saying that I've been around him since he was a great pitching coach for Angels team that won a World Series, and even as a player, I've just always held him in the highest regard, as does pretty much everyone in baseball. So yeah, I mean that's a lot of history there, and so naturally there's disappointment that this happened to a guy who is so well respected.
Yeah, and I think you hit it right on the head. I kind of roll my eyes a little bit, only because this is the same thing that we do here. I mean, there's a pattern with all organizations when you have like complete turnover in their front office and of management change, of ownership change. They just want their own guy in, and so I get a little, tired of hearing these talking points that are given when, I've experienced it here in Houston. Like, you know, Brad Mills was just, I mean, he had no shot, you know, even though, like, Jeff Luna was saying all the right things until the day that they, you know, fired him. And that just seemed to be in the works the whole time. So that's, I guess, you know, where, you know, some of my cynicism comes from is just that we continue to, you know, every time a manager gets fired, we continue to tell the story of these things that point to really the fact that it's probably been, you know, in the plan the entire time. So I do want to talk about Pat Murphy. So now they had, like, they had one manager for an interim until they got their interim manager in. So now we have Pat Murphy. And is he going to finish out the season? And what do you think beyond the season, does he have a chance?
Oh, yeah, I think he definitely has a chance. I mean, if he comes in and shows that, you know, he can gain the players' attention and respect and you know, get this thing on the right track and turn it into a contender, absolutely, I think they'd like to keep him, because apparently, you know, they have liked him from day one. I mean, that's the sense I have. They, you know, he's done a really good job at AAA El Paso. He has a winning background in college baseball at Notre Dame and Arizona State. You know, a lot of people think very highly of him as a motivator and as a baseball guy, a baseball lifer. I haven't heard a lot of negative things about Murphy. So he may prove to be the answer here. And for San Diego's sake, I hope he is. And you know, I mean, it might have a happy ending for everybody, and that's what you hope for, because they do have a lot of quality pieces there, and that's why I felt it was just a matter of time before they iron out a few problems they had, you know, defensively in the middle infield and some issues with pitching staffs, and those were things that were, you know, I thought were fixable. As I mentioned, I was hoping Black would get a chance to carry it through, but that didn't happen. So now Murphy gets a shot.
Yeah, you do hear great things about him. You've heard great things about him for a long time. And for those of us that, you know, sort of read a lot of stuff that maybe a lot of people aren't reading, but he's always had this very good reputation. You hear his name come up a lot. The pitching situation really is just sort of a head scratcher, and it's just bitterly ironic that the one thing that they had, but that they thought they had pretty stable coming into the season, has actually been the source of a lot of instability as the season has gone on. So how do they fix this? Is there anything that they can put their finger on as far as why the starting staff hasn't really come together?
No, and that's the big surprise, because I really felt that rotation was going to be one of the best in the league, and even in baseball. I mean, it had the potential to be that. It's hard to explain how a guy with the stuff, let's say, of Andrew Cashner and Ian Kennedy cannot, you know, put together the kinds of starts consistently that you would anticipate. And Tyson Ross as well. And even James Shields has had some rough spots, even though on the whole he's been pretty much everything you could have wanted. And, you know, he is, for me, I'll take him any day as a leader of a staff. He's what you want. He's a workhorse. He's a good person. You know, he's good to, you know, he's a good teammate. He's all those things. And even actually Craig Kimbrell, who in Atlanta was the best closer in the game, has been a little spotty. And so, you know, it's hard to understand. If these guys at all delivered the way we thought they would, then, you know, and not even mentioning Matt Kemp and his struggles. I mean, if those guys, the pitching, the rotation, and Kemp had performed anywhere near their old standards, this team would be right there. I mean, no question, they would be, pretty much neck and neck with the Dodgers and Giants in that division.
Yeah, I always sensed, even going into the season, I thought this could be a really good second half team. This could be a little bit of a rough start, because there were so many different pieces, and I thought these guys could really take off in the second half, and I think that could still happen regardless of who's managing them.
Well, right, and they were a really good second half team last year, with the worst offense in baseball. And so that, right. These are things that I keep coming back to is, I just don't think anybody could have done a better job over the past 9 years in Black.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that this could be the shortest unemployment for a fired manager in the history of baseball. I just don't see him being out for very long because, I don't know what manager jobs are going to be open or anything like that, but I just sense that people are going to be licking their chops trying to get Buddy Black to maybe be interested in them.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he wants to stay in it, I mean, I think a team in need of a really stable, knowledgeable, proven guy would be crazy not to look into Buddy Black.
Yeah. Well, we'll wish him the best and sort of the Padres the best. But, Lyle, thank you so much for pinch hitting for us, and we will be knocking on your door, I'm sure, at some point this season. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure, Allison. Thank you.
Thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.